any day, any time, for any exhibition at the Whitney, admission will be free, which is a
That's
really
Ashley Reese, a spokesperson for the museum. She says the new initiative is a continuation of the Whitney's already free Friday nights and free second Sundays, which have allowed over 200,000 guests to enter for free since January.
We are seeing visitors on our free Friday nights be younger and more diverse.
Susan Hess and artist Julie Maritou donated to support the initiative for 3 years. Reese says the Whitney chose to support young adults specifically because
introducing and having access to art and culture and creative spaces during your late teens and early 20s is such a valuable both community building as well as educational and personal enrichment opportunity.
And Catherine Opie, a longtime educator and artist featured at the museum, agrees.
Well, I think that art shapes young adults' mind because without the arts, I think it would be a pretty bleak world.
Museum visitor Jacob Franco says costs are a barrier for young adults wanting to go to museums.
It's always nice to have common spaces available that you can go on a whim with friends or by yourself without having to pay or worry about getting your money's worth.
Franco added that young adults should check out the Edges of Ailey exhibit, an immersive experience highlighting Alvin Ailey, who was a dancer and choreographer in New York City. 18,000 square feet of the museum is filled with art, music, and a documentary. Another museum visitor, Ashley Noe, says she's glad young adults will have an experience that she didn't have growing up.
I think about the kid that I was and wish that I had the same opportunities.
Opie added that Whitney might start a snowball effect with the city's museums.
Incredible, and I think that what will happen is other museums will take note, because whenever somebody does something big like this, it often is taken up by other institutions. So.
And free tickets will be available starting mid-December, and the museum recommends reserving them online. Charlotte Steinman, Columbia Radio News.